twin fiddles here. Keith and Chad are going to give a good shove off, and Keith is going to render this like you've never heard it before. Close by. Stanley Brothers, who actually heard songs that the Bluegrass Boys were playing on the Grand Ole Opry. They heard them on the radio, and they actually recorded them and had them out on record before Bill had a chance to get them. Of course, you imagine the way the old man felt about that. But they got over it. They were just, a lot of these young pickers just got inspired to play that kind of music, and it developed into a whole style. And one of the bands that early on in the bluegrass story was Don Reno and Red Smiley and the Tennessee Cut-Ups. They had had a really unique sound. Don Reno was a banjo player like nobody else, and Red Smiley was a good singer, and he kept Don in line, more or less. And anyhow, we'd like to do one of their tunes.